At Bell Tire, we start with the lowest tire price, period. Then we make it feel even lower with free lifetime flat repairs, tire rotations, and alignment checks. And then even lower with 0% financing for 12 months. We also offer a contact-free experience, including stay-in-your-vehicle service and touch-free transactions. So come see your guy at Bell Tire. He'll give you the lowest tire price, period, and more for your money. Bell Tire. See store or belltire.com for details. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Today, I want to talk about boundaries. It's come up a lot over the last few days. It's been something that people have written me about, kind of curious about how to enforce them, how to set them up, how to deal with spouses who won't follow through with them, who won't accept them, that kind of thing. So I thought that'd be a really good topic for today. So let's kind of start with what is a boundary? How do we know when to set, where to set, how to set? So that's going to be where we're at first. This is going to be for the people trying to put those boundaries in place. So first thing is, a boundary is that something, whatever it is, that we won't accept out of our partner, out of our friends, out of our spouse, out of our coworkers even, right? It doesn't matter. It's just, it's something that is not something we're comfortable with. That's kind of in a nutshell what we're talking about when we're talking about a boundary. How do we set those boundaries in place? It's a difficult thing to do, especially if you're not used to setting boundaries. If you've lived in a controlling relationship for a long time, knowing how and when and why to set that boundary can be really challenging. And especially how to enforce that boundary can be really, really hard to do. So let's kind of start there. The first thing you want to do is, when you're enforcing a boundary, is you really want to kind of make sure that it's a natural consequence to a situation. You don't, for instance, want, I don't know, your spouse who gets upset over coming home to dinner and there being no dinner, his consequence being, well, now you have to watch the kids for the weekend. That's not a natural consequence. A natural consequence may be, okay, well, if you're upset that I didn't have dinner ready in time, maybe tomorrow you can cook dinner. That's sort of a natural boundary to put in place. Or, you know, maybe if the control freak, the person who you're living with, gets upset that there's people coming over to the house. That's one of my big ones. I used to get really, really, really angry when friends of my wife's were coming over to the house. A natural boundary to that could be, well, then fine, you can stay here. We'll go to dinner by ourselves. Natural boundary, right? Natural consequence to somebody's behavior. If you're a control freak, if you're angry all the time, nobody wants to be around you. So that's definitely a natural consequence to that. So you want to make sure that your consequences, boundaries, we'll call it, are as natural as they can be. Right, you don't want to enforce them in a negative way either, right? You don't want your boundary to be a punishment for that person, right? You want it to just be a normal thing that would happen. So that's kind of where that lies. The other thing you don't want them to be is, you really want your boundaries to be something that you can actually do, right? If it's something you'll never do, if it's something that's impossible for you to do, don't make that a consequence for the behavior, because you'll never follow through. You can't follow through. And the other person, the controller, knows that. So they'll use that. That's kind of the nutshell where we want to be with our boundaries, right? We want them to be enforceable. We want them to be something you can do, to be natural. And if we can go with that to start with, now you've got kind of that base level of how to set that boundary. When to set that boundary is when you're not in that argument, when you're not in that moment in the where the controller is at their most angry or most violent. That's not the time to set the boundary. They're not going to hear it. They're not going to listen. You're going to be in a heated emotional mind frame. You're going to make the boundary in something you can't enforce or something you won't enforce. While you're in that heat of the moment, bad time to make the boundary. After the fact, you've both calmed down, give it a day or two, come back to the conversation and go, hey, remember 2 or 3 days ago when such and such happened? Well, next time that happens, this is going to be my reaction to it. And let them know. Make sure they're aware of the boundary, of the consequence for their behavior. This way, when it happens and it's enforced, immediately enforced, right? Don't enforce it 2, 3, 4 days later. It needs to be enforced that moment, that time. Then they'll know, okay, well, here is the response to my behavior.
think of it as kind of the law of karma, right? If you're following the Buddhist path or any other path, most people are familiar with the concept of karma. Should be the same thing. Karma is an immediate response to a behavior, but it's a natural response to it. So same thing. Now we're going to move on. I want to talk about the person who's having the boundary enforced upon them. That's a terrible thing to do when you have been the controller, when you've been the one who feels like you're in charge of the relationship and everything that happens, to suddenly realize that your spouse, your friend, your girlfriend, your fiance, she's upset. She's not happy. She's living with pain, discomfort, agony. And it's because of you. That's a hurtful thing to have to deal with. That's a hard thing to have to deal with too. But it's incredibly hurtful, because I think most of us who are controllers, in our minds, we think, well, we're doing this because I'm making the other person better. I'm keeping them happy, healthy. I'm putting things in place for them that are going to keep our relationship the way I want it. And the way I want it is the right way. And that's the mind frame, normally, of most control freaks. We have this idea that I am the one who's right. My way is right. My way is the only way to do it. And it's a terrible burden on us to realize that we're wrong. And a lot of people who are those control freaks, they're not going to accept that they're wrong. It's just not something we hear very often. Don't hate me. I'm going to put the blame for this on the spouse who is in the relationship, right? The controlee, because a lot of the times you will just sort of placate. I'll keep them comfortable. As long as they're comfortable, they won't get angry. They won't lash out. They won't hurt anybody, me. And that's, if you're in an abusive relationship, that's probably not a bad thing to do till you can get out of it. But if it's just normal, everyday control, like he wants dinner done at a certain time, or he wants to do what he wants to do, he wants to go into the garage and work on his car all day, or he wants to whatever, right? Now, when you change that boundary, that you upset the whole natural order that he's put in place, and it messes with the whole thing. The idea is, if you're that controller, if you're the one who's having the boundary set upon you, to realize that they're not doing it as a punishment for you so much as they're doing it because it's going to make them happier. It's going to make your relationship healthier. If you can't be free to be yourself, you can't be free to love. I think that's probably one of the most important things that we can put into this whole episode today, is if your partner is not free to be who they are, they're not free to give you their love. And I think we all, controller, controllee, everybody, that's kind of the crux of what we're looking for in our relationship. As a controller, we try to force the other person into loving us, accepting us, right? Because we're afraid if we don't, they won't. Whereas the controlee looks at it as, if I don't do what they want, if I don't follow through with what they're looking for, then they'll walk away, they'll walk out, they'll leave me alone. And that's terrible, right? Both parties are kind of in the same boat, where being alone is the ultimate no-no. That's the worst thing that could happen to them. So they both accept different roles in the relationship to keep that from happening. So that's kind of where I want to go with this, guys. There'll be more coming in the future on this concept. It's a very deep, sort of hard thing to put into place the first time, but I really kind of wanted to lay out a overview today. I hope it helps. If you got any more questions on it, feel free to reach out. I would love to answer them. I'd love to help. One more thing before we go, guys, I don't know if you saw it. I did start a Patreon page. Go check it out. There's all kinds of stuff there. You can find videos of each episode. There'll be access to one-on-one calls. You'll get free products, free merchandise from me. After, I think it's 2 or 3 months of being a member, you'll get either a sticker, a mug, a t-shirt, depending on what level you sign up for. Guys, go check it out. Thanks again for listening so much, and I can't wait to bring you guys more. Thanks.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.
At Discount Tire, you can shop online and get the same trusted advice you get from the stores. Then just book a time that's convenient for you. When you get to the store, you can stay safe with a new touchless experience. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
At Bell Tire, we start with the lowest tire price, period. Then we make it feel even lower with free lifetime flat repairs, tire rotations, and alignment checks. And then even lower with 0% financing for 12 months. We also offer a contact-free experience, including stay-in-your-vehicle service and touch-free transactions. So come see your guy at Bell Tire. He'll give you the lowest tire price, period, and more for your money. Bell Tire. See store or belltire.com for details. Restrictions apply.